Tina Tess is based on the Tochacha of Parshas Michukosai. If we look carefully through the words, the end of each stanza quotes a pasuk from the Tochacha, beginning with the brachos HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises us, V'nasati Yishmachem Be'itam. The next stanza, V'yisig Lachem Da'ishas Batzir, V'nasati Shalom Ba'aretz. And as the Kina progresses, it shifts into the second part of the Tochacha. In Michukosai Timasu, and so on and so forth. And I think what the kina, it's one of the early kinos, the kinos really which reflect the mourning part, highlights is three different themes for us to consider, both within this kina, but more broadly within the rest of the kinos we'll say. The first theme is the theme of confusion. The destruction of the Beis HaMikdash was sudden, it was paralyzing. We were left totally without any clue of what to do, and it's a feeling that permeates the kinos that we'll say. And in this kino, we switch from first person to second person to third person, and perhaps it's for that reason there's this total confusion. We're not really sure how to react. We go from blaming others to putting it into someone else's perspective, and then at times to taking responsibility. And that's the first theme, is this suddenness, this confusion. The second theme is the theme really of the Tochacha, which is we had choice. And with choice, it was really, this was an outgrowth of the decisions that we made. We could have had the beginning part of the Tochacha, we could have had the brachos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised us, but instead we made choices that caused this to happen. And the third theme is that it's really, even the destruction, even the devastation, is the outgrowth of a relationship. A powerful, a personal, a special relationship that we share with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And again, if we read the Kina carefully, we hear Hashem speaking to us. We hear that these punishments are an outgrowth of a relationship. I'll just illustrate very briefly with a story that's told of a person who came to Rav Noach Weinberg, and he came as a motorcyclist dressed in all the beautiful motorcycle gear, long hair, leather jacket, everything. And he came to Rav Noach Weinberg and he said, I want to sit and I want to learn Torah all day in your yeshiva. And Rav Noach Weinberg looked at him and said, what happened? Why all of a sudden you don't look like the classic kollel guy? And this person describes, I'll make it very brief, that he was driving his motorcycle up a mountain road, a very thin one-lane road, and he suddenly heard the rumblings of a truck coming the opposite way. And he realized he basically had two choices. One is he could take the truck head on, he didn't think that would end well. Or two is he could veer off this road, going up a mountain and hope for the best. And he chose that second choice. And he veers off the road and he looks at Rav Noach Weinberg and he says, I felt God's hand reach out and catch me and land me softly in some bushes. I emerged with only a few scrapes. At that time, I felt the love of God, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, clearly loved me. Look at the care He showed for me. Now I want to sit and learn Torah. And you hear the story, if you're in a Rav Noach Weinberg, you think that's like, that's unbelievable, it's inspiring. Rav Noach Weinberg looks at him and says, and who do you think pushed you off that mountain? And the message being, like this kina, that yes, we experience the highs of the love, the embrace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but at times, the tragedy that strikes us is also a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Having to veer off the mountain, having to be thrown off this cliff, was a wake-up call from Hashem, I love you, but sometimes that love comes in the context of a rebuke as well. And that's the theme we reflect on throughout the keynote.